Mishnah Halacha Gimel, Zayin on the base. Yud Gimel Shulchanos Hayu B'Mikdash. There were 13 different tables for different purposes in the Mikdash. Chesh El Shai, it's a Beis HaMikbachayim. 8 of them were made out of marble. And they were in the Beis HaMikbachayim, in the part of the Azara where they cut up the Korbanos. Shaleim Madich Mesakirbayim. That's where they cleaned out the insides of the carbon from all the filth before they put them on the Mizbeach. And even though there was also called a Lishkas HaMadichim, where they did the same thing, there in the Lishkas HaMadichim, which is outside the Azara, they cleaned out the stomach mamish from the filth. And then in the other place, they just washed off the rest of it, the outside or whatever. Ubeiz B'Marav HaKevesh, 2 tables were to the west of the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel kesef. One was made of marble and one was made of silver. Al shel shayish nosnim es ha'ivorim. On the one that was marble, they put the ivorim because the silver one would heat them up and make them spoil before they get on the mizbeach. But the marble one cooled them off. The al shel kesef klishoris. And on the silver table, they would put all the klishoris they needed for that day in the mikdash. No, marble is a cold thing. It's a cold. Okay. Ubeiz be'ula mibifnim al pesach habayis. There were 2 tables in the ulam. This was the vestibule before the heichal. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel zohav. One was made of marble and one of gold. Al shel shayish nosim lechem aponim b'knisaso. When they were setting up the lechem aponim to bring it in on the real shulchan, which was in the Heichal, they put it on, what's it called, on a marble table. The Al Shel Zohav Yitziyasa, when they took it out of the Heichal on Shabbos, so they put it on a gold table, and then it was distributed to the Kohanim. Shemalin Bekovish Velo Moridin. Because you go up in Kedusha, so first they put it, when they brought it in, they put it on a marble table. When they took it out, they put it on a gold table. Echad shel zav mivifnim, and finally the 13th table was the real shulchan, she'ol of lechem aponim tamid. That's the one that was in the heichal that they put the lechem aponim on. Takan chavitin, shalei madich mesakirbaim, loshen rabbeinu hagon, v'chein hefshet v'nituach, right, that's where they, what's it called, cleaned out the insides of the korban before they would put them on the mizbeach, so they should be clean. And they also made hefshet v'nituach there. They also flayed the animal and cut it up into pieces. They butchered it. Ela shelazeh meshamish yoser bekeva, shoy medichin olav, umunach ad hakrova. But that was something that happened quickly, and the other things they left on these tables till they would bring it on the mizbeach. Al shel shayish achar hanituach, mesadim seivorim ad shiyalam hakohanim. They put it on the marble table, all the limbs, until they would be able to bring it on the Mizbeach. The Ashul Kesef Klishoris, Shoyimotsiin Bechol Boker, Kedislam Betomet. All the Klishoris they bring out in the morning, whatever they need for that day, and they left it on the silver table. Ashul Shayis Noshen Lechem Aponim B'Knisoso, Shemalin Bekodesh. Lechem B'Yitziyoso Shel Zov, Utchil Ashul Shayis. In order to go up in Kedusha, the first one was marble, and the second one was, what's it called, was gold. Okay. There's different girsos over here. Tani al shel kesef. Okay, look at the Takan Charetin. Hoda tani masnisin al shel shayish b'knisaso tani b'brais al shel kesef. The Gemara changes the gears of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah just said that you put it on a marble table, the lechem upon him, when you come in to set it down until you got it set up, then put it on the regular shulchan. And when you came out, you put it on a gold table. He said, it shouldn't say shayish, it should say kesef. When you came in, there was a silver table. When you went out, there was a gold table. Still malim bakodesh, from silver to gold. But not from marble to gold. Why? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Hananya, Mati ba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, les kan shel kesef, les kan shel shayish, mitnei shehu marsiyah, mitnei shehu makara. This is the girsa. There was no marble table for the lechem aponi. Let's look at the Takan Chanan. Les kan shel shayish, mitnei shehu makara. There wasn't a marble table because it cools things off. Kolomer, the meforish, loma lo tani b'braisa shel shayish. Why the braisa doesn't say like the Mishnah that there was a marble table to put the lechem aponim on when you, what's it called, brought it in. Right? The marble cools things off. As we find in the end of the first perek of Yoma, Amod v'hafeg achas al haritzpa. It says the Kohen Gadol, if he was going to falling asleep, Leil Yom Kippur, they told him, stand on the marble floor, it'll wake you up. The lechem aponim shorosh yecham, and the lechem aponim has to be hot when you put it on the table. And it even was hot when he took it off, a week later. It was a nes. But you have to, it has to, kamosha kosev, lasum lechem chom, and it says in the pasuk, to put hot bread. It's a pasuk in the Novi. So the ma'isa, it's covered for the lechem that should remain warm. So you don't put it on something that should cool it off. So Mora says, lo chen ton yizechot min anishim shenasu veis hamikdash, kishem shayum anichim oso chom, kach hayum otzin oso chom. It was a nace. It never cooled off. It was hot a week later when they took it off. Shenamer losum lechem chom biyom hilokho. So be sure and levi omer ein maskir ma'isa nishim, ein somchem al anase. You have to do it in a way that it could naturally remain hot as long as it could, even if a nes happened to remain hot a whole week. But ain't some from a nes, they don't rely on nisim. Takan chanik, lo chen ton yizechot min anisim, min kein kivin shederech nes hayacham kol ha-shavua, if it stayed hot all week, im kein lek lamech l'shishkar, I'm not afraid it's going to get cooled off. Ein maskir maisa nisim, v'tchila sidur otzor shlo yizkar. You have to do it in such a way that it shouldn't cool off naturally. Below this machalanes, not to rely on miracles. And the Mishnah says that they did put it on a marble table. Because it was a problem putting it on a silver table. Because silver heats things up. And it could get spoiled. So they had a choice from cooling it off or heating it up. Better to cool it off. Because it was a nace anyway. But they had to put it on something less than gold because it had to be Malim Bakodesh. So they had to put it either on marble or silver. So the Brisa holds better silver than marble because marble cools it off and ain't some chalanes. And the Mishnah holds better marble than silver because silver heats it up and it can get spoiled. Okay. There's a Shaila whether this is talking only in the first base on Mikdash. And these nisim only happened in the first Beis HaMikdash, or the nisim happened in the second Beis HaMikdash too. And what's it called? Some shittas hold that the nisim happened even in the second Beis HaMikdash, except for one. One, it says Betheresh didn't happen, that the Kohen never became Balkeri, a Kohen Gadol. That happened in the second Beis HaMikdash, not only in the first Beis HaMikdash. But other nisim, it could be happened in the second Beis HaMikdash too. And that one was an exception because that had to do with the Kohen Gadol. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were a lot of Kohanim Gedolim who weren't really fit. So the Nisim and the Kohanim Gedolim didn't happen in the second Beis HaMikdash, but the Nisim that had to do with the Mikdash did happen. Bo Kome Reb Ila, Lohoya Shom Lechem, Mahu Lanich L'Shabbos Abba. They didn't have more bread. They ran out of bread in the Beis HaMikdash. They were under siege or whatever. And they had the bread that was put on the Shabbos before, supposed to be taken off the next Shabbos. So do you leave it on the next Shabbos? Or no, since it was kosher, and now you can leave it on the Shulchan as long as you want, and there's bread on the Shulchan. Or no, once its week is up, it's like now it's possible. You can't leave it on the Shulchan. So what do? Do you take it off knowing you're not going to put any new one on? Or do you leave it there? Omer long, k'sivin asat al ha-shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. Lechem aponim, afilu pasul. Right? That the lechem aponim, you leave it on the shulchan, there should always be lechem on the shulchan, even pasul lechem. See the Dr. Charatin. Lo hayasham lechem mahu lanichu Shabbos Abba. The lechem kosher, Iris. It's talking about that the bread was kosher to begin with. It was supposed to be there for the whole week and taken off the next Shabbos. Irashai lanichu Shabbos Abba. Right? Can you leave it for the next Shabbos? In other words, two Shabboses or more. If there was no other bread to put on. Below mitzvah, and it won't become pasul because what's it called? When it's supposed to be on the shulchan, it's supposed to be on the shulchan. When it's there extra time, so everything that's kodesh becomes pasul if you leave it overnight. So here, maybe if you leave it on the shulchan in the time when it's not supposed to be there, so it becomes pasul overnight. even though originally it was put on properly and it didn't become possible any night for the whole first week, because that's what we're supposed to be. But after the time that it's supposed to be there, maybe once one night passes by, the whole thing is possible. That's the shayla. So does it become possible belina or not? Even if it's a lot of days, it should be there all the time. In other words, it's conceivable you can have bread more than 1 week. Which was on there for a week. It says always, it doesn't become possible. Masha, he wasn't gosher, afilu pasul. But afilu, what's it called? In fact, the Gra doesn't have that girsa. Days, afilu kama yamin, not afilu pasul, because he holds kosher. It remains kosher. Once it was on the shulchan, it doesn't become possible lean until you take it off. Okay. Asara shulchanos asa Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos. What's it called? Besides the one that was in the Mishkan that Moshe made. 5, 10 extra shulchanos. We'll see in 1 second if they used them or not. Dechsi vayas shulchanos asara. Vayonach beheichol chamisha min vechamisha mismol. You put 5 to the right and 5 to the left. And the Gemara thinks now that 5 to the right means 5 to the right of the door to the heichol and 5 to the left. Now the door to the heichol was in the middle between north and south. So ain tamer chamisha bedorum vehei betzafel v'halo ain ashulchan kosher ela betzafel. How could there be 5 to the right of the door and 5 to the left? Right, that means the 5 of them were in the south side of the heichal, and it's not kosher. Shneamar v'yas ashulchan titin atzel etzafel. The shulchan had to be on the north side of the heichal. Matamad lomer chamisha min v'chamisha mismol. So Mar says no, it doesn't mean 5 to the right of the door, which would put them in the south. And 5 to the left of the door, which would put them, no, the opposite, 5 to the right, which would put them to the north, and 5 to the left, that would put them to the south. 5 were to the right of the shulchan, of the real shulchan that was in the Mishkan, the Moshe shulchan, and 5 were to the left of that. But all of them were on the south, well, the north side of the Heichal. No, but all these shulchanos were, Shlomo HaMelech made them Baruch HaKodesh, that there were supposed to be more, and all of them were had a din of the shulchan. In fact, they put bread on some of them. They used them sometimes, so it had to be in the north. And even so, even though all of them were in the north, and they all could have been used, they only used the one in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, es ha-shulchan asher ol of lechem apon, ha-shulchan, the one. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Akulan HaYimisara. Put lechem on all of them. Right? All of them had to be fit for lechem, even according to the first opinion, because they were shulchanos. So you couldn't have something else. You couldn't have other furniture there in the heichal. Either it was a shulchan, or it was a menorah, or it was mizbeach hazav. We'll see they made more menorahs too. But it had to be something that was fit to be a shulchan. Otherwise it was some extra furniture. So it had to be in the place where the shulchan had to be, which was in the north. Well? The same story, yeah. There were 10 exact same tables. 11, really. Yeah. Shenemar and Rabbi Yossi Brihuda holds that they put the lechem upon him on all of them. Now, this is machlokas, what that means. One says that they put lechem upon him on all the tables at the same time. The 11 tables with lechem upon him on it. And others say that they only put it on one table, but sometimes they use this one, sometimes a different one, or whatever. From all 11, they could choose which one they wanted to use at what time. Shenemar es hashulchanos the aleihem lechem upon him. Okay.
How can you put five to the left and five to the right of the main
shulchan? There was room. We'll see. Tomorrow's discuss how they were put, but there was plenty of room there. Plenty of room to put the tables. Asara shulchanos sugizug menachos ma umeskana dahacha kesol kedaitich dahasa mesukma. Maskon over here is like the Gemara thought in the beginning, right, that there was, tomorrow how it was set up. The imtomar hei bedorum, v'hai miyamin ha-pesach. When it says that it was to the right, it means to the right of the doorway, the opening of the heichal. The chein mishmol de pesach komer. Ubavli Shom Komer Behedya. Im Tomer Mimin de Pesach, how could it be? How could you have five tables to the left of the door? Depends which way you're facing. But notice to the south side, when the Shulchan can't be in the south. Bahalo Ein Shulchan, a Pesach Oye Be'emtza Heichel, the Kosel Mizrahi. The opening to the Heichel was in the east side, in the middle of the wall, between the north and south. The ones that were to the left were all in the south. As you came in to your left, this was the south, because you were facing west. So your left is south. All of them were in the north side of the Heichel. Like the Gemara explained, tomorrow's Amud. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Akulan. The Bavli Nokat La, the Rebbe Levers of Ben Shemua, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sfarle, the Ein Masadra Al Shal Moshe. And in Bavli, it's the opposite. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds they only put on one Shulchan, the one, the original one, and it was Rabbi Lezer Ben Shemua that held that what's it called, Rabbi Lezer Ben Shemua that was what's it called on all of them. Here in our Gemara, in the Bavli Yushalmi, it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that they put on all of them.